Hey everyone, I'm Caleb, and this is Delta Green Dead Channels, where I sneak into Shane Ivy's home through an elaborate system of tunnels I've dug underneath his garage, and pirate Delta Green actual plays, and then profit off them before slinking back into the night. Don't tell him. It's actually gotten a lot easier because he has moved to Canada. So I basically just have an abandoned house to live in now. So things are going great for me. That's an update on personal news. This is part two of Sanguine Thorn. Last time, our intrepid program cell found Abiba Al-Hawairat in a Heather Creek, Alaska. He was in Khartoum 2 hours before that, and he just super died from something that killed him in all sorts of interesting ways. They traced the trail upriver, and they have now found a fishing village on Outcast Creek, where there is not supposed to be one. And that's where we go introducing our characters. And their players, of course.
Yep. Hi, this is Ross Payton with Real Bane Bullet Radio. Yeah, you can you may just Google it. It's a podcast about RPGs. Yep.
More importantly, who are you inhabiting in the role?
Oh yes, I'm Larry Jansen, 25-year-old FBI agent. He's doing great out in the wilderness. Definitely used to this kind of thing, apparently.
Cool. Next.
Hey, this is Max from Good Brews, Bad Views, the podcast that asks if great beer makes bad movies any better. Today, I am playing Lieutenant Hank Crenshaw, expert ridge climber, and guy who got spooked by a mutilated body last time.
He was, like, super mutilated, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, super duper extra mutilated. Like, he had all the mutilation.
Yeah, if you think of a wound, that guy had it. So, you know, understandable. But yeah.
Next.
Hey, it's your boy Baz, future Wolfington on Twitch. Go give me a follow. I'm playing Mariah Mance, the agent with the Department of Wildlife.
Tragically unable to get high last adventure.
That's some. You know,
she conquered that ridge like a Navy goddamn seal.
That's her. That's every morning for Mariah.
And finally,
hey, it's Noah from Thinking Too Hard About Anime, the anime analyzation and recap podcast. And I'm playing National Park Service Ranger Glenn Nesbitt, who has conquered this mountain to discover a village that probably shouldn't be there, I think. I believe that was going on.
Yeah, so you see it's not like ancient, but it is a large stilted filting village made of like prefabricated containers and plastic drums and tarpaulin. It's kind of like one of those Alaskan survival shows, made a little town. There's a sort of rough ridge up to a sort of parking area that's been made for like four-wheelers and little cats and stuff, trucks, where they carry stuff in and out. But yeah, it's a little Felician villain off of what looks like Outwash Creek. But now there appears to be some other stream coming off of Outwash Creek from far up the mountain.
Huh. Well, This is all wrong. This isn't on any of the maps.
Do I see anything if I peer through binoculars? People moving about or signs of habitation? Recent habitation, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, there's lights on. Yeah, there are people there right now.
Do they appear to be Inuit or...
Do you have any criminology?
I do, in fact, yes.
Okay.
50 out of 50.
So you're in an Inupiaq territory. It is on, they speak Inuit, but they are on the northern slope of the Brooks Mountains, which is why the blonde hair is kind of shocking. Like, this is reservation land, and this is a really diverse crew. Like,
so this doesn't look like us. Like an indigenous fishing village.
I mean, there's some indigenous people there.
Yeah,
but also like some white folks, and that guy's just black, and pretty sure they're just Asian.
I don't think this is on the up and up here, y'all.
Could we have stumbled upon some kind of drug ring?
Our poaching
with a lot of. That's an idea.
And then she promptly chambers around her rifles like, I love poachers.
Like, how many buildings-ish, would you say?
It's probably like 6 to 7 things that you see people living in.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's sort of a wooden, it looks like almost a church or like a storage house.
Huh.
That banks up against a dock in the river. And the other end of a barn door of that is just a gravel and dirt path that's been laid over the rough sort of volcanic stone. And that's just lined with storage containers. It's where they appear to store vehicles and tools and shit. And that's also where you see a bunch of four-wheelers. And trucks. Just sort of like a dirt path lined by trucks and vehicles and storage containers. And then three sort of makeshift huts on either side of the river. And then a large sort of wooden barn thing.
Seems pretty extensive for like a poaching operation, if you ask me.
I mean, it's a profitable industry.
How old do the buildings look? Are they like brand new or really
very old?
Very old. Okay.
Yeah. The little barn thing looks very old. Everything else looks like it's like one of those shipping containers looks primarily made of rust. Like, you know, some of those huts look like one of those huts might actually be abandoned. But it seems to be in a constant pace state of disrepair and re-repair.
Huh.
Well, Rick, can we go have a talk with them?
How long would it take us to march back to the Heather's Creek area?
Another day.
Where we started the adventure?
Like, it'd be the next day, yeah, by the time you got
over. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so like 5 or 6 hours at least. So we'd be really exhausted.
You look pretty flushed already.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be making that trip back tonight.
Yeah, you're a ways away from the car. Yeah.
Nothing personal, Sugar, but you look pretty pale right now.
Have this Cliff Bar.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you need a Gatorade?
Fine. We should ask for a place to spend the night and see.
I mean, yeah, they can... You know, if you make yourself known, they'll be able to see you. Like, it's broad ass daylight out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
the sun's coming up from its half hour of dusk. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should, stay the night here and see what we can learn.
Hey, good thing I grabbed that bottle of vodka on the way out. I'm sure they'd take a welcome or take a present from us.
Yeah. Gets real expensive up here. All right, let's get on down there and see what we can find out.
All right, roll awareness.
Critical success.
Nope.
Failed my alertness.
Y'all are killing me here.
Well, Mariah, you hear. Not only the babbling of Outcast Creek and this new offshoot And you hear what sounds like the Northern Inuit dialect, but you also hear some English. And you think that's Chinese, like, but you hear people talking and you hear like a washboard and what sounds like, you know, people having their days on towards the riverside in front of you. But there's like a real rhythmic, like, thumping. Real distant in the valley, like up by where the creek splits. Somebody's doing work up where the up further into the mountain where, you know, the trees start to obscure.
Does it sound like a drilling platform or
no. It sounds kind of like shouting, like,
oh, okay. Like
pick or axe.
That's interesting. Y'all hear that? No, never mind. I can tell by the looks on your faces. You didn't hear nothing. Never mind.
Man, it's has nothing to do with these city slickers.
I was giving you, you hear
yeah, so where are you a park ranger at? Baltimore?
Anchorage?
Central Park? Jesus Christ, man. You can't hear that shit over there on the valley?
Do I hear it when she points it out?
You can't think you can. She's making like a rhythmic with her fingers.
I think there's something. Do you want to go check it out while these two go introduce ourselves?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Y'all can handle that, right?
Sure.
You know, I'll talk to these local folk. Just be kind and be gracious with them. They can be kind of suspicious of outsiders.
Yeah.
Okay, Jansen. I got the rock climbing down. Do you got the people talking down?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, well, we'll meet up with you in a little bit.
So you two arrive. So is that, is it Crenshaw and, Jansen?
Mm-hmm.
You get around to the sort of, deck walkway that goes up the creek where the houses are off to the side of, you see some women and a man, doing laundry, and stuff in the creek. They look down at you and they instantly stop conversation. They start packing away their things and hurrying away.
Excuse me. We were hikers from Heather's Creek, and we stayed out a little too long. We went a little too long. Is there any place we could spend the night here?
No. They're all shaking heads and like moving past you and like going to houses and closing doors.
I'm sorry. Is there anyone who can talk?
Doom, 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 doom.
Human. Are they scared of us or are they scared of talking to us? Because there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I make that.
Both. Like they do not live in a off-the-grid fishing village on land given away during the Alaskan settlement of 71, Onesca land, which is basically just frozen Bering Strait tundra. You don't live there if you want to talk to people.
Okay.
Like, yeah. They are a weirdly diverse crew, though. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Crenshaw, we should.
There is a house up near the top, close to the meeting house, that has a garage door. It's basically just a prefabricated garage that is just a whole house. There's smoke coming out of it, and it is open. Yeah.
All right, we will.
Let's go. Peek in there, see what's going on.
Okay, so you see.
Jansen and I, we have our.
You got your gun.
We were hiking through with our guns. Yeah. Are we having them openly brandished, or want to put them in this duffel bag I have, or how do we want to appear?
I don't think it matters if we carry a duffel bag that looks suspiciously like it has guns in there.
There's actually a lot of signage with no guns on them.
Oh, really? Hide
that. Like, you're going to say to him how absurd that is.
Yeah.
Until you realize you're seeing a lot of like firearm, like it, a lot of it's stolen signage, yeah. But it's up everywhere.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, so let's hide those away for now.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I think maybe we should put vests on beneath our Patagonia fleecewear or whatever the hell we're wearing out here. So just, you know, just to be safe. So then it makes it a little bit more believable that we're actually hikers that are lost. I mean, I'm from Minnesota, not Alaska. I don't think, but I'm not sure if, many hikers are walking around with ARs, FBI, or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fair. We'll hide the guns.
Right. I'll have my knife on my belt.
Okay, you go up towards the house with the open door. Meanwhile, far upstream, you go into what is basically a valley that is. Pretty snow-packed with still, although it's dripping quickly off the pines. And as you get closer, you're hearing grunts and screams, grunts of exertion and like screams of frustration from further up the stream. Yeah.
What do you think that is?
I don't. This could be like some lumberjacks or miners or something. I'm not.
Is it English?
Yep.
It could be. I mean, that sounds like maybe they're mining something. I don't know.
Well, at this distance, you could sneak up on it.
Yeah, let's approach quiet.
You got any stealth?
30?
10.
you go on the creep, Glenn Nesbitt?
I get 13 out of 10.
What?
10 out of 10, sucker.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Never mind. Mariah. Yeah.
We are the one.
Like fucking Batman. And she appears like fucking Rambo out of a fern bush.
Why are the drugs?
Yeah. You see a very large man. Just very sweaty with work. He appears to have an extremely thick net halfway out of the creek. And he is angrily chopping at just a deep, deep fence post up in the hill, sunk like it is like an entire piece of timber sunk halfway deep into a big piece of shale. And it's just surrounded with ancient ropes. And he appears to be having trouble cutting through the dried old rope to get to the rope that was tying the net where it was. So he's just angrily chopping at this big, desiccated, salty timber planted in the ground.
Huh.
And he is pissed off at it. And he does not take care of himself very well. And he is, you know, taking a deep breath and axing at it. He's just extremely frustrated. Yeah.
God, you reckon we should talk to this man?
Yeah, he does not see you because Mariah is the knight.
Yeah. I guess, like, I mean, I can go and introduce myself if you want to hang back for a moment.
I mean, I can do that.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna, you know, make my presence known.
Like, hey, my,
See, my rifle is casually at the ready. I'm not like overwatching or nothing, but I'm not sitting there doing nothing.
All right. Yeah, he turns around. He's got an axe.
Hey, you need help with that?
Who are you?
I'm Glenn. Doing some hiking. You help with that? You okay?
Glenn who? Why are you here?
Glenn Nesbitt?
Who's you?
Is he looking at me?
Yeah.
I thought I was still hidden.
Oh, you're still hidden?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Why are you here? Nobody hikes here.
Well, we were just following the river, and we got a little far away from where we were, where we started. Yeah, I mean, like, you okay?
Yeah, why do you have guns? You're not supposed to have guns in town.
We haven't been to town. Just town?
You can't have guns here. It's tribal law.
Okay, well, which tribe?
We're in Yupik.
Okay. Well, sorry. Yeah, we didn't know we got that far.
No, this guy is not. Like, not to be racist, Mariah, but he's 132nd if he's anything. Like, this motherfucker's white. Like, this is a cartoonist statement, but you don't need to roll human. He absolutely believes it.
Okay,
he's
well,
not yeah. all there. Yeah.
Well, you don't need to worry about the guns. We can put them someplace away if that makes you more comfortable. But I mean, are you okay? You seem like you need some help.
Yeah, I was just. It's out of season, so I was taking the nets up.
Okay.
I didn't want to get in trouble with fish and game.
See.
I'll make my appearance known at that point.
No, God. Yeah.
Hey, nothing to worry about, sweetheart.
Hey, who's she?
Hey, I'm Mariah Mance. I'm with the Department of Wildlife. Just we're out hiking.
I was taking the nets up. I forgot they were up.
No, I can see that.
I wasn't looking for anything. I promise.
No, I can see that. But I understand that you have a license to be fishing in these parts.
Yeah. I'll get that. Actually, at the flush of authority, he just sort of like puts down the ad. I was like, oh, thank God.
Okay.
The police are here. He takes out his wallet. He starts giving you identification. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any kind of outdoorsman skills there, Mariah?
Yeah, I have survival at 60.
Real survival at 60.
8.
Unless he's catching fucking manatees in that net, he is not catching fish with that net. Like, the spacing of that is all wrong. Like, nothing is going to be caught in that. You'd use it to dredge for bodies. You would not catch a fish with it.
What's his ID say?
He is actually Tristan Maybeck.
All right, Mr. Maybeck.
He has Army identification, Marines, actually. Right. He's a private first class Marine Corps. Not active.
Non-active.
Base ID on there.
Is that an Alaska, like, license?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the date on it?
He appears to be about 32 years old.
Okay.
Oh, so you're a Marine boy here. Where are you stationed?
Oh, I did one tour of Fallujah, second tour of Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was rough. Hey, you wouldn't mind telling me, what exactly is this, what are you fishing for out here? This is a net. Don't look like it catch none of the fish around these parts.
Roll your survival skill again.
69 out of 60.
That should count as a success, my opinion.
Nice.
Thank you, Russ.
I agree.
I've got the rifle.
If He says, I don't know anything about the fishing up there. I need to do more research. But he says something that sounds appropriate that might have spawned up that stream. Yeah.
Yeah, but this net wouldn't be used for that, would it?
No, absolutely. You absolutely know that. Like,
I mean,
unless it was tuna, he was not catching any fucking fish in this creek.
Yeah, about to say, yeah. This looks like a whaling net or something.
Yeah.
Is that what you tell him? Yeah, like, what do you? This ain't around these parts. You ain't catching nothing with this.
Well, Father put it up. He just told me to take it down.
Who's Father?
My dad.
We talk to him?
Yeah, he's back down at the village.
Okay.
You got anything?
What's this? The point to the post with the ropes attached to it.
It's for the nets.
Okay, so you just tie them all to the post here?
Yeah, when it's season.
Okay. Okay. Alright, yeah, I'll hand it back.
Are you from Anchorage?
Yeah, I'm from Anchorage.
Cool. What's it like? I only went when I deployed. I was only there at the airport.
It's not bad, you know.
I want to go to college there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Well,
it's in season now, so I can't go now. But right. I should have time come up. I can do a degree.
What's in season? The fish?
Yeah.
Why are you taking the net down?
It's not in season. Now. But it was.
Okay.
Dad keeps track of the seasons. Let's go talk to Dad. He goes walking off down the river.
Nesbitt.
I got a bad feeling about this kid. I
got a bad feeling about this whole area.
It's just none of this is on the map. Like, I'm not even just talking about like the village. Like, they could set that up, whatever. But
I know that also. Ain't no way he's catching them fish in that net.
And like,
I think couldn't hold a manatee in it.
I mean, whaling?
On the river?
I mean, it probably could have caught like a person.
Yeah, I mean, like this. I mean, if you were dredging for bodies or something.
I want to go look at like the water around the net.
That's a good idea. I'll join you.
I'm basically looking to see if there's any like human detritus around it, like bits of clothes, bones.
It's kind of halfway in the water still because he couldn't cut it off. It's going to be pretty noticeable if at least one of you doesn't start following him.
Hey, how about we help you get this thing out the water real quick?
Oh,
want to come give us a hand?
Roll persuade.
Fuck no.
No, just leave it. It's out of season now. It won't come.
It
doesn't come out of season.
Who's it?
That's why now it's up.
What's it?
Dad was wrong. The catch. You gotta go see Dad.
Okay. All right, let's go. Matt, why don't you go with him? I'll catch up with you in just a moment.
All right, sounds good.
Then all right, you gonna wade? You want wade down there?
Yeah, I want to see if I can pull it up. Some.
All right, roll strength times 5.
Strength times 5. Let's see how well this goes for me.
Ot three, okay. Trying to look. Um, It's a Kukri? Huh. You see a Kukri knife. Rusted to fuck. It's in one of the... It seems to be like chain supports that keep this thing down. Make it hug the floor. But there is a Kukri embedded in it. Handle snapped off, but just the blade, the rusty blade.
Huh.
You have history?
I do, actually. I have history at 30.
I'll take history or military science or anything.
I do not make my history. Do I have anything else? Melee weapons?
Sure.
All right, let's try that one. Nope, I'm dumb as a box of rocks.
Weird knife.
Yeah.
All right, back down at the village. We get in the open sort of garage area. You see like an old shirtless man. He is cleavering at a piece of meat, and he is just out by a single light, and this garage door is open. Roll San.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that.
Just right off the bat, huh?
Mm-hmm. San-induced meat chopping.
Yep, I make that.
I fail that.
You just take one if you fail. You're kind of helpless. You're not sure why this thing sucks, but he's sort of surrounded by like a dizzying array of scrimshaw mobiles. Like just pieces of bone carved into weird shapes with sigils and elaborate knots. And they're just all swinging around in like these elaborate thrashing orbits. Like, yeah, and he's just hacking at a piece of meat with a lamp on the far end of the room.
Does an occult roll possibly tell me anything about these bone-mobiles? Oh, I got a 1 out of 20. I think it's a crit.
It's not, they're not mobiles, it's a planetarium. This is remarkably actually sophisticated. You actually see on the table in between chops, he has what appears to be a laser measure. He appears to be using some sort of not mathematical based system to map some sort of celestial objects in like, it's the same celestial objects as you can tell the ruins repeat, but in like a dozens of permutations. They're like star charts almost. If you knew more about astronomy or math, you could even figure out like what they were actually figuring mapping. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Don't have those skills. So.
But yeah, no. A crit on that is. This is not scrimshaw. These aren't. This is not mobiles. This is a stone-aged planetarium. It's sort of an insane insight to have. Like, I don't think Larry Jansen knows what you're exactly staring in awe at right now. Yeah.
Nope.
He's like, I know, he's a pretty crazy guess.
Gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah. So just chopping meat.
By the way, I have a handgun and a holster, not just the rifle. Just
yeah, you're armed.
Yeah, all right. So I look at Crenshaw, just giving him a very purposeful look. Like,
I look up toward the sky with my eyes without saying anything.
Yeah, he's gone bye bye.
So the guy hasn't noticed us, right?
No. Doesn't seem so.
From a distance, can I tell what kind of meat he is chopping up?
You want to say goat, but dogs not outside the realm of possibility.
Okay, I can rule out human.
Yeah, or, there's hair.
Okay. All right.
Seems to be getting at the bones for some reason.
You'd make more of those, that scrimshaw.
Yeah, he loves his scrimshaw.
Yep, he sure does. All right, I sort of grab Crenshaw on the shoulder and sort of guide him away so he can talk without being overheard and out of sight of this guy. And is like, what?
He's making some kind of bone stargazing system. I don't know much about astronomy or whatever, except for that time I went to the planetarium with my science class in high school. But it's not just, you know, those stupid things you put over babies' cribs. He's like tracking stars and planets with bones somehow. He's got that laser measuring device on his work table over there. Mm-hmm. That I do know about. Very precise measurement tools. So everything here is super exact. And from what I know about space and such, you need to have that shit, you know, on lock when it comes to measurements and stuff. So I don't know what's going on here, man. Do you know anything about space?
Be up the hill.
All right, we should find the other two agents before
see
we
see a fairly gigantic man trundling down a trail with Maria behind him. Are you there? Or are you still diving there, Glenn?
I think once I see like the knife and just kind of like, all right, that's what's keeping it down. I'm just gonna start falling back after him.
Okay, so yeah, you see your team meeting up. So yeah, the big guy is heading into the town right towards you two. Like, yeah, where you guys are having your outdoor conversation outside the bone mobiles.
Okay, so I see him coming at us. He just seems to be a dude, right? He's not, but Marie is following. So I'm gonna wait for the big dude to pass, and see where he's going. So it's just Crenshaw and I are just having a little chat. We're just sort of like hanging out, not saying anything until the big guy passes. So I'm just watching to see what he does. And then when Maria catches up, then we can plan our next move.
Yeah. So the big guy's heading into the bone planetarium.
Okay.
You see it too, Maria.
But before he gets too close, I want to go into my duffel bag. I'd like to put a fragmentation grenade in the pocket of my jacket.
Okay. That's fine. Jeez.
I support this idea.
Okay. That works.
All right, that's it.
All right, yeah, you meet up. Are you going to stop him, or he's going to go in and he keeps calling for his dad?
Does the man chopping meat seem to respond to this calling out?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Tristan speaks remarkably astute Inuit.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes into the weird bone mobiles.
Okay, so I'll look at Maria and like, who is that guy?
It's Tristan, right?
Mm-hmm. Tristan Maybach.
This is Tristan Maybach. So his dad was, I assume his dad may be the leader of this village, maybe, but we ran into him out there down messing with some big net or something. Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. This whole place is weird.
Yes.
Not to mention, it doesn't actually exist on the map.
Do we have a satellite phone where we're able to make contact with the program?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like we need to. I think we might have a cause. The agent, Lieutenant Crenshaw, believes that those bones hanging from the ceiling are actually form of planetarium.
Tristan and his dad, who is a remarkably short Inupiaq man of advanced age, covered in blood of some animal, but no longer carrying a cleaver, comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at the four of you. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Wait.
We wandered a bit far out from Heather's Creek. Is there a place here we can stay the night?
We seem to have gotten turned around a little bit.
You can stay in the garage.
Okay. We appreciate that.
If you were the fish in the meeting house, you could stay there.
The garage is fine.
Okay.
We have food.
Why are you here?
Well, the creek we went up to isn't on the map, so we were curious.
There's a new creek.
Yeah.
Oh, that is why.
Why what?
Do any of you speak Inuit?
I do have unspecified language at 20.
You can take it.
All right. Yeah.
There was a time that DHS was terrified that Alaska was going to be a hotbed of jihadism because Bush. So sure, you're their man in the Bering Sea. Yeah, real. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe my character was Mormon, wanted to preach the gospel to them.
God.
Yeah.
No, the first one the monster kills.
I'll go and roll.
You can say you have it. Yeah,
I have it. So
he asks his son if he took the net down. And then his son says back in fairly good Inuit that he got interrupted and he brought the people here. And then he says, well, you really need to get the nut down. We're out of season. And he says, go get your saw. And
okay.
And his son goes, okay. And then he walks away.
All right. I pretend not to know.
Roll human.
Okay. Crit 11.
He's really freaked out.
When the old man?
No, his son is.
Okay.
When he walks away, he's really freaked out. Yeah.
What direction is he heading? The place where he came from or a different direction?
He's heading back up towards the net. Yeah.
Okay.
So the old man looks at you. Yeah. Oh.
Is everything all right? We can help if you need help with something.
No, we're out of season. The catch won't come.
So. The catch?
Yes.
Oh. I'm sure.
I must have been wrong in my predictions.
Oh. Is everything?
Dogs, but they worked for so long.
Oh.
Wait, did you say there was another stream?
Yeah, the runoff. It's not on the maps, just that way.
Oh. That is why.
What's why?
Well, the weather for this part of the year is. Do any of you have like meteorology or
survival?
Survival.
Survival. Yeah, got survival, ecology.
62 out of 80 pass.
92 out of 60 or 50. Nope. 13 out of 50 for survival.
So with survival, it sounds like gibberish because it goes off so fast. But he is like reading from memory, like meteorological patterns dated by time, date, year, minute, second, longitude, latitude. He's just doing models in his head, like. And I was like, oh, sinkhole to the north. So there was a sinkhole to the north of Otwash because of the glacial melt. And then the stream forked, right?
Mm, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I should have seen it. I failed. Failed my son. That is hard to know.
there's a lot of okay, this is gonna sound maybe a little weird. We noticed that there's a lot of like rotting or like dry rotting, like rope and vegetation on our way up here. Do you have to know what all that's about? It does just seems a little unusual.
It was all for the man I killed. Yeah, I slit his throat savagely with bone, with the teeth still in, to ripped it back and forth. I cut him open. I froze his skin after I drained his blood. But he got away from me when I was cleaning him in the creek. You'll need to take me in.
Yes, we will.
Jansen, you're gonna have to handle this part.
I would ask you to call the state police, though. My son will be very upset to see me go. He was not supposed to find out this way. And my people would find it a sin to take me in and would fight you. It would be much better if you could take me in your vehicles. Do you have vehicles here?
No, not here. We didn't. We went on foot.
Would it be possible to wait for some of them to come? I don't want anyone to be hurt.
Yes, I can call. There are police in Heather Creek. We can call to have them come here.
Yes, and make them come in force. They need to know it is God's will.
Yes, of course. We do not want any trouble either. So I'll get out my satellite phone. Call up Heather's Creek.
Can we go outside for a second? When we make that call.
Yeah, Nesbitt and Crenshaw. Like, I reckon I could probably...
That is the only man I killed. These are all dogs. The weight is better. The bones weigh better. Closer in the probability scale.
Yeah, of course. We understand. Nesbitt, Crenshaw, I reckon I could probably make the march back to town tonight, but I don't think Jansen can do it.
It's not that. It's like...
I don't want to fucking be here anymore.
No, I get that. I don't know if we should bring more people here.
I would much rather be here with more people.
Yeah. He just seems overly eager to get more people here.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, do we handle this program-wise and just...
Can I finish my work first?
You have to tell me what your work is, what the goal of your work is.
I need to change my model. The stream was not in the model. So no. The model needs changing.
But what does the model represent?
It's for the weather.
You're trying to predict the weather?
Yes, it tells the season.
The season for when you can fish?
Yes, the season's for the fishing. My son will need it to carry on.
Yes, of course. If I can watch, you can.
Yes, it is good to, yes. One should have an apprentice at all times.
So, I will stay with you and, watch, as you improve your model and, we will get the police from the nearest town, Heather's Creek. So, I will have the satellite phone.
Good dog, yeah.
So I'll have undoubtedly have some kind of video camera with me to document things. So I will start documenting the planetarium. Uh-huh. So got to get that evidence.
Well, we're just spilling our guts here, not to be crude, but how did you get a man from Africa here?
All types come here.
Who was this man?
The man you killed was from Africa.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh.
Did something carry him here?
God brings strange travelers to Outwash Creek every day. I call it Outcast Creek sometimes. It is a joke.
God, and what does God look like?
What does God look like?
Does God, does an angel...
If you had seen him.
Yes, I have not seen God.
Does God show up a lot around here?
No, never. Never. Okay. Only when we pick a new storm. But the storm watcher. But my son will have to go without. It is out of season.
Okay. Well, yeah. Going to document that. So yeah, that's one of the things out of character. I mean, has the program given me any sort of standing orders when I encounter something that's fucked up? Do I, you know, is my MO to capture
Drake Alaska, investigate the death of Abiba al-Hawariat, perform a full threat assessment of the operational theater, especially in regards to how the body came to be where it was found.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah,
man with an ossuary planetarium somehow apprehended a CIA operative or a CIA operative in Boko Haram and from Boko Haram and transported them to Alaska. Mm-hmm. I think that can be called up the chain as far as severity of threats.
How many people does Mariah reckon are in this town?
You don't quite know, but you can cross-reference with Glenn and... not Glenn. He went with you. With Crenshaw and Jansen. They saw about 6 people total when they shut up all the houses. 7 with Grandpa, 8 with the son.
So a minimum of 8.
There appear to be about 3 women of Inuit descent, a Chinese man, a black man, a younger Inuit boy. For some reason, Tristan Maybeck, and the man who is only referred to as Dad. Yeah.
The one we're talking to right now. Mm-hmm.
I take Crenshaw aside if you come talk to me kind of away from the look. I don't like this at all. I don't know how you're feeling about it, but it is not. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Rightly so.
You think we could handle this situation?
There's 4 of us and possibly at least 8 of them. We currently do have surprise. What's wondering?
At least 3 of those are minors.
3 of them, yeah, 3 of them are minors. curious to where all the stolen no firearms signage comes from and why there is so much of it. Do we know where that smoke's coming from?
Yeah, he's got a fire to heat his.
Okay, okay.
He's throwing flesh into it. When he's done flinching it, he's trying to char some bone.
Okay, yeah. So he's.
Smells like burnt dog.
Okay.
Well, now I know what that smells like.
Hell, the dog stuff alone is reason to bring this motherfucker in.
Yeah.
No. He's being oddly cooperative.
You say oddly, I say terrifyingly, but whatever.
Yeah.
And who's calling it in?
That was Russ, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll call on the satellite phone.
Are you calling while you were watching the flinching lesson?
Actually, no. You're right. I need to be watching.
I can call it in.
Yeah, I hand you the
satellite. What do we want to do?
We'll first tell the chief of the Heather's Creek just to get his ass here and tell him how to get here.
Oh, we're calling the local police?
Yeah. We need Chief Carmichael and Trooper Sutherland here in uniform to calm down the locals to know it's official. I mean, It's their job. I don't give a shit what they think about it. Get their asses over here in whatever vehicle can get over here. Then call in the program.
Can we call in the program uniformed as local?
Okay. Well, the program.
Yeah, you can call in a sat phone message. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so what do you tell Chief Carmichael?
We are going to call the authorities. Mm-hmm. It may take them some time to reach you, as your town is not in any of the.
No, Carmichael's the chief. Carmichael's the chief.
Yeah.
The police chief.
That's not what I'm telling him.
Okay.
I'm just telling him we are calling the proper authorities. It may take some time for them to reach you because we arrived here on foot and your town is not on any of our maps.
Okay. Is that a camera? He's pointing at Jansen.
Yes.
We have not had one of those in a long time. Do you need better light to get it?
If you have more lights, yes, sure.
Yes. So he turns on a shop lamp. So the thing about dogs is that even if they are mutts, they have a very same consistency. And the important thing is water content to get the right mass probabilities. So roll sand, Ross. Walking you through the process.
69. I definitely pass.
Nice.
What's your sand at?
Doesn't matter. It's a success.
Sure. All right, that'd be 1d6.
All right.
Caleb, it's the rule of nice.
Yeah.
No, it's not in the
text. I'm pretty sure Detweiler left that in the book.
Oh, it's 5. I am having a bad time.
Ooh. Damn. All right, son. He is, all right, take it, you're going to go freeze?
Yeah.
Okay. it's like if a NASA scientist did Scrimshaw, like, he's just shaving off the most minute flakes of bone. He's got a special drying system he does with, like, turning it back and forth in the fire that gets them to the right consistency. He's laser measuring bits of, like, uniformly cut leather strips and cutting out balsa wood off. And he's making these sort of elaborate geomodels. In fact, if you take another sand hit, I'll give you an insane insight.
Sure. I'm going to project this on my parents for convincing me to be a missionary all those years ago.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll take another sand hit.
All right. It's what you understand it now. You see, 23 hours, 56 minutes, 4 seconds. It's a geostationary orbit, but what he's pathing out from it is a different satellite with mobile capabilities, and it is having a series of complex transfer orbits. And goddamn it, as you look around the room, there's a pattern to it. You can tell there's a pattern to it. There's just too many data points. You can't quite grasp it. It always seems irregular without rhythm, but like if you just had a few more bone mobiles, you could grasp it. You could see when it's coming.
When the satellite is.
You're not quite sure. It's either the satellite or the. See, he does this thing with fingers, and some fingers have this wavy line on them, but other fingers, they got these triangle lines on them. And that, yeah, like, you don't know quite how to put it into words. You just know that it comes, and you could see when it comes.
So does it go anywhere else on the planet, or is just when it...
Oh, it goes lots of places on the planet.
Okay. Did it go to Africa yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it goes to Africa. Looks like Afghan, Vietnam. There was some Japan and a lot of Europe in there. It's just all over the place.
So it's making deliveries from all over the planet to here? Okay.
You just know when its season is.
Okay. Yeah. That's really fucked up.
Django, which is kind of drooling and filming the guy as he flints his dog meat. What are the rest of you doing? He's just sort of nodding like, yeah, okay, no.
Yeah, see.
So what's your vector there? Oh, okay, yeah. Because it's the division of the... Oh, I get... Yeah, no, Django was just sort of like on board. Yeah.
How's that phone call going, Crenshaw?
Crenshaw?
I'm calling the program. I'm skipping local law enforcement.
Okay.
I'm going to walk over to
Jansen. The handler.
I'm going to try and console Jansen during that.
Yeah.
Jansen's fine. He doesn't need you. Super interested in this.
Conjole him then.
Okay.
Hello. I have a status update on
report.
Sanguine Thorn. Possible or very likely presence of hypergeometry. Preternatural
confirmation.
Hmm?
Visual confirmation.
Confirmed. Ossuary
base of the anomaly.
Ossuary based astrological mapping systems fashioned from canines by local octogenarian.
Threat?
Threat is cooperative and requests apprehension by local law enforcement to make it official for community?
Is the target armed?
With a flensing knife.
Can you disarm target for debrief?
Yes. Request?
Utilize local law enforcement.
Confirmed. Local law enforcement will be contacted and...
arrest all persons. Bring to debrief.
All persons?
ICE facility, Anchorage, Alaska.
Confirm. Requisition transport from...
Alaska State Troopers. Contact Chief Carmichael. He is briefed as friendly.
Confirmed. Carmichael, recent briefing, did not respond to...
He has not cleared Sanguine Thorn. He is briefed friendly.
Confirmed. All right. We'll report back when status update. With status update.
Okay.
Bye. I love you.
Thanks. You too.
You get a call back very shortly.
Hello.
It's Chief Carmichael. I was told to call this number.
Yes, this is Lieutenant Crenshaw.
What is the situation? I was told there was some sort of altercation.
We have found the man who claims to have murdered the quote unquote terrorist, as you refer to him as.
You found the killer already?
Yes. He appears to be the head of a small fishing community, that is currently not on any of the local maps or surveying.
It's not up in Inubek territory, is it?
Yes.
Ah, shit, I'm going to have to talk to tribal council. We cannot get on that. We cannot get on that land without using their roads.
Hmm. Suspect requested that he be apprehended by you as well? As well as...
We can go. I just gotta talk to the council. I can be there in like 4 or 5 hours.
Yes.
Confirm?
Okay. I'll be on your way. I'll let you know once we're through the res. And then we'll head on up to you. Just stand these by. These are the coordinates to meet you at, right?
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, he hangs up.
Okay. All right, so I turn to my compatriots. Mariah, do you know much about tribal law?
Yep.
Apparently, Carmichael has to talk with tribal council in order to get permission to use the roads to transport our friend here.
Yep. That's why I wanted to get out of here tonight, because we can't do anything.
Yeah, it's going to be weird because these guys are not part of the tribal council. Like
they are definitely claiming
being under tribal authority. They're not supposed to be here, according to the Inupiaq people either.
they're doing like squatters' rights or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
But this is still tribal land, right?
Yes, it is definitely tribal land, but it is tribal land from the ANSCA, meaning it was the 1971 fuck you settlement of. Yeah, here's this lichen-filled frozen tundra. nobody lives there. Yeah,
it's still under sovereign law of the tribal.
Yes, yeah, it is still under sovereign law. Yeah,
yeah. Mariah doesn't believe for one second that any of these people are indigenous, but she does know that
some of them look that way. But
this doesn't look on the
at least not anyone you've heard of. Yeah,
she doesn't believe in this. Doesn't believe this is on the up and up. But she does know that you can't just like. March a law enforcement in here that isn't tribal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we shouldn't even be here under any capacity, by the way. Like, the fact that we're calling local law enforcement shows our hand pretty hard also to the tribal community.
They called me, so...
Yeah, but they you know that they're not going to defend these people either. Like, they don't know who these assholes are either. And if they killed somebody and one of them's confessing to it, they're just going to be like, yeah, this way, sir. Like,
right, but I think Mariah's just, like, her day job.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're probably going to face some consequences for just being here.
Yeah, I mean, but it is Indian Affairs. The program can smooth over that, what with their nightmarish bureaucratic hell powers.
Right.
Yeah, sadly.
We just have to get harder.
The important thing is that he says he's going to be here in 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
So we have to hold on until then, because we don't want to, we want to just have everyone come along quiet.
Wait in 4 to 5 hours in an active investigative area, and Delta Green always pans out well.
Based off of our contact with our superiors, we are told to apprehend everyone involved at this location. For debrief.
Okay.
From the program?
That's from the program, based off of the conversation that we had.
Oh, god damn it. This is just getting worse.
I mean, it's the way everything's looking, like, I mean, tribal council.
Are you telling them all you're going to arrest them all?
No. This is just my compatriots.
Yeah. He's taking a break for a smoke. You're excited to get back to work because the implications are just astounding.
Folks are gonna love this. Yeah,
you're so close to getting it. But he's going out for a smoke. He tells people, he speaks in Inuit. He tells everyone to come back out. They start doing laundry again. Like some of the kids smile at you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all on the level. He says it's going to be okay. You see, Tristan slowly walking down the slope again, dragging a huge ass net. Yeah.
I mean, how big is this guy, Tristan?
Like 6'6", 6'7".
God damn.
Okay.
You're a big old boy. I want to ask the old man. Like,
probably carried the heavy gun in his Marine squad, you could tell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do we ever get a name for the old man, for father?
No. He just said his name was Dad.
Okay. Ask the old man. Hey, what is your name, sir?
I've called myself Mr. Maybeck for some time.
Okay. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but you and your son here, Tristan, you don't look an awful lot alike.
Well, he's not blood.
Okay, so he's adopted then? Something along those lines?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I took him from a highway rest stop.
When?
Oh, he was very young. He was very small. We had a pregnant girl there. She had been addicted to drugs. She went back to them, but she was wet nursing. And so it seemed a time. I needed an apprentice. We needed a new storm watcher. So, he's a good son.
So you're the current storm watcher?
Yes.
Okay.
He had to go away to serve, but we were off season. It's fine.
Let's see.
There is a long off season coming. He has to be ready to withstand it when it's over.
Okay. Is that where you got everybody else? Just off the highway?
People come here.
So people are like, they come here or brought to you? Like,
God moves in the winds of the world, and the winds of the world move us. We go where we are needed. I must finish before I am taken away. Would you like to come join me? I could use help. There is less precise work.
I'm okay. Thank you.
I'll document it. It's fine.
I'm gonna go walk around. Now that we have more of an open rapport with the villagers, I want to go walk around and see just how many people live here within this settlement.
It's 8.
It's just the 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the garage that he said that we originally could speak in, that's the planetarium ossuary.
Yes.
Right? There was another large building you said, or am I getting them confused?
There's a meeting house where they used to salt meat. And then there's the homes of the villagers. And then there's the abandoned place you saw.
Okay.
Blown out and there's no door.
Sure. I'm going to go look inside the meeting house.
Okay. You open up the door. It's a big open barn space. It has dried salted fish in it.
Okay. All right. I was making sure it was M-E-A-T and not M-E-E-T. So, but yeah.
Yes.
Or multifunction. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it was always used to salt fish. Like, it's built like a church, but they're just hanging a bunch of shit from the rafters and it's a barn now. Yeah.
Does it look like it was possibly once like a Christian church or more of
There's no iconography around anymore. Dark room full of like burlap sacks and ladders to the lofts and hooks and meat and yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to go take a look at the
Tristan's dragging the net back in there. Yeah.
Into the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Throwing it next to a bunch of the fishing equipment.
Hey Crenshaw.
What?
Go see if there's a knife stuck in that net.
Is there a knife stuck in Tristan's net?
No.
Huh.
Didn't the old man say something about a saw?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, I would have told
that's
them.
That's what Jansen told us. Something about a saw. I mean, from what y'all described, this.
You see Tristan walk out of the barn. He's carrying the kukri. Not like brandishing at you, just like carrying it.
Mm.
And then he closes the door behind him, like. Starts walking.
It's all rusty, but it's not like jagged like a saw blade, is it?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
The storm watcher said that he cut the dude's throat with like a piece of bone. Remember?
With teeth in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it is be like a jawbone of a dog, based off of his canine affinity for his work.
Could be. It's real fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an idea of, oh no, but I don't like having ideas.
I'd like to go take a peek in the abandoned place while we're just waiting.
Actually, Tristan's headed right towards it.
Oh. Okay. What's up, Tristan?
There was a little catch. It's old.
A little catch?
Yeah, you want to see? He hands you a knife.
Oh. This is a fancy, it's a bit rusty, but it's a fancy knife you got.
You want to try your history roll again?
Sure.
I can do it as well, since he's there, if he had something relevant for military history.
I've got, what is it?
27.
Military science land?
Yeah.
Yes, that is a pass. 27 out of 50.
Most kukris are mall ninja bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The good ones are made historically from historical weapon peoples because they're made from real steel. That is a mark of one of the Queen's rifle Gurkhas, which puts this at the absolute earliest 1945. Could be as early as the 1860s.
And this just showed up today?
It's old.
Is what he said? Okay. Hmm.
It's old. How?
There was a long season, and that's been out long. And sometimes it overlaps.
How long? Are each of those nets for like a different season?
No, we reuse it.
Okay. But like, how long is the season typically?
Well, Dad knows. I don't know all the formulas yet.
Okay.
I'm bad at dehydrating the dogs. I never.
Oh, well, you know, practice makes perfect.
Anyway. Hey, you guys want to throw it in?
The net?
No one's ever done this with me.
Sure.
It's really not hard. I don't know why Dad won't let me do it. Let other people do it, but you can do it.
Okay. Yeah, let's go throw it in. Throw it in what? Where are we throwing it at? We're throwing it, bud.
Where are you dropping, bud?
Into the jagged rock, there is a big, long cut, just mine crevice in the abandoned place. It's just a big hole in the ground. So, yeah, Dad told me it used to be a zinc mine. It's where we throw the catch.
Huh.
Throw it. Wait. He gets out his watch. Throw it.
Okay, that's the same thing. All right. Yeah, I dropped the kukri.
Throw it.
Boop. Clang, clang, clang. Boop. It's getting really short. It's way shorter than when I was a kid.
How many seconds till it hit? Let's say not a lot, I assume.
Oh. Shh. Don't tell Dad, okay? You guys cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
We're cool.
Okay, yeah. He moves back. He moves back a plank of wood, and he gets out a little notebook. It's got a SpongeBob on it and a pencil, and he writes down the seconds, and then he shows you in varying handwriting that gets more and more sophisticated and mature the number of seconds before something hits the bottom. There's hundreds of numbers. Real Sam. Huh.
Oh, God, which one?
Pass.
I fail.
Take one to helplessness. This is a pretty sad way to grow up. Dad always told us to keep track of numbers because that's how you could see, you know, obviously. So he didn't tell me to keep this, but, you know, the model needs data points.
It's pretty dark in here, right?
Yeah.
I have a light.
Mind if we take a peek?
Oh, yeah, sure, we all go down. You're not supposed to, but everybody does.
I mean, I just want to take a look-see. I don't really want to climb
all the way. Yeah, I won't tell you that. It's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I got a lot, you know, see this part right here? Uh-huh. This is when I was enlisted, and I was on tour with the guys. We did lots of fun stuff. It was really fun.
So you come back here? I
had brothers and sisters growing up, so it was great.
But you'd come back here when you were deployed?
Afterwards, yeah. I could go to the Army because we were off season for those 7.5 years. But then I was back because in another 4 years, there's going to be like a long off season. And then I'm probably going to get a college degree. I was thinking graphic design.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll shine a flashlight while we're talking down in there and see what
you can see. You can go down. Just don't let Dad see you.
Okay.
Well, you watch at the door to make sure that he doesn't come and spot us.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got to go do work in the meeting house anyway. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you guys shout. Like, I'll do like an owl sound.
Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good.
You guys are cool. I don't get visitors very often. It's cool. I'm glad you guys came. I know it's kind of sad what happened, but
yep.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Uh-huh. So he goes back up to the mating house, yeah. He winks at you as he goes, like
yeah.
I won't tell.
Yeah.
Shine some lights down in the hole. See what we can see.
It's a big abandoned mining shaft. Yeah.
Yep.
You're gonna have to climb if you want to get anything deeper.
All right.
How spry are you, Mr. Nesbitt?
I think the professional military climber is going to be a bit better at getting down there than I am.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd leave my big bag of guns up there with him.
But lay on, soldier man.
All right.
Dis.
I assume roll athletics to climb down there.
Mm-hmm.
Critical success. 23 out of 80.
You do it ably. Roll sand.
Pass. 25 out of 45.
Just a mountain of corpses. Just dead people for days. As you look through, you see guns. You see a machete that you recognize as being engraved from seeing Hotel Rwanda one time. So, like, you see flak jackets. You see a Lee Enfield rifle. Is that a fucking pith helmet? Like, what? Like, it's just shit from conflict zones all over the world. There's Kalashnikovs from the Soviet-Afghan conflict. There's a fucking M16 from Vietnam. Like, there's just bones. Just bones and bones and bones. Just stacks of them down here. So you made it, right?
Yeah.
All right, 1d4.
How's it going?
In some form or other, these people have been doing this for centuries, decades.
Well, that hits a breaking point.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, upstairs, how goes flensing lessons? En garde.
Going great.
Very riposte. Aha.
This whole time, Mariah's probably just been looking for good places to run, trying to size up the area, see where a good vantage point to start shooting would be from. Looks at Jansen. Honey, you're getting real involved over there. You all right?
Yeah, we need to gather as much evidence as possible.
Yeah, but not with Stiffy, you don't.
What? No. That's I've got the special underwear. Shut up. No.
Show in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Look, you look real intently at that thing. I don't know what to say. It's making me kind of, I don't know, you're weirding me out.
I mean, we found something new, something that could be beneficial to us.
That's not how this works, honey.
All right, you see the mobile start spinning, and he seems to like be timing it with the other ones in a way that you can't quite grasp. And then he hits it, and it's kind of like amazing. Like you can tell he's hitting it with the right amount of force. It's sort of like from the hip, like a practice, like Tai Chi movement, and then it starts spinning with the other ones. And do you want to see what it says?
Oh yeah, you know I do.
All right, roll San.
I got a good feeling about this, guys.
Mariah's just standing here watching her teammate just fucking lose it in front of her.
Guess what? I don't make.
Okay, 1d6.
Awesome. This is I'm going to project that. So I only lose one. I am at a breaking point, so it's going great. Willpower's low. It's
coming soon. And then it is coming to die. And then it will rise reborn.
Oh, that's sounds ominous.
Well, it doesn't really sound anything because, you know, it's just graphs and arcs in the pure silence of space, which you can kind of hear as the bones circle now that you think about it. But yeah, it will come soon, and then it will come to die, and then it will rise, reborn.
What does that mean for us? Do I have any idea?
Oh, I mean, you're not the Storm Watcher. You don't know, but you feel pretty glad that you got that. You definitely solved this worksheet. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
He actually looks at you like really approvingly. Like Dad is just like, yeah, you got it, kid.
I got all A's in class. Definitely overachiever at FBI Academy.
He actually, like, church shakes your hand, like, gives you the, like, may God be with you over the hand clasp. Like,
at that, Mariah is like, Jansen, come here. I got something to talk to you about.
Just a minute.
Over here now, honey.
I just need to know what
you don't need to know anything.
When it comes here, what is that going to mean for us?
You need to stop talking. Sir, I need to borrow him for a second. I'm going to actually physically try and pull him away.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to have a sit. I'm very tired.
That's fine. Go have a sit down, honey.
What?
What the fuck?
Can I have one of my Cokes? Like, Dad, you're not supposed to have those.
Jansen, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to, like, we were presented an objective, which was to determine, and I am achieving the objective.
You determined. We got plenty of evidence. You got plenty of things on that camera there of yours.
Yes.
Yes, we're done. You were done talking to him. You're done looking at it, all right?
No, I'm not, because there's still one piece of information I need, which you just prevented me from getting.
I think I did you a favor, honey.
It's going to be relevant because it's coming here.
No, we need to apprehend them. That was the task at hand. You got all the information we need.
What if it comes here before...
I don't know what the fuck it is, and you don't, and we don't need to know. That's not our job.
I need to know if it comes here.
No, honey. See, you're getting too involved. It's not good for you.
It's going to involve us if it's here. So we need to know, for the sake of our own safety... What happens when it gets here?
Where the hell are
to talk him down by the creek.
Where the hell are Nesbitt and Crenshaw?
Yeah. By the way, Crenshaw, you're in the bone cavern.
I am crawling out of said cavern at the utmost speed.
So what does Ranger Glenn Nesbitt see as you spider crawl out of there? After your breaking point, yeah.
This pale, sweat-drenched, like, horrified large man just comes, like, hurtling out of this hole in the earth.
You all right?
So many bodies. So many.
Great. Awesome. That's kind of what I thought, but...
Oh, man. It's the sat phone.
Hello?
Hey, it's Carmichael.
Yeah. Hello, Carmichael. This is Lieutenant Hank Crenshaw. How are you?
All right, we finally got sorted through that clusterfuck. Me and all the boys and all the tribal guys are coming. We're on our way. Is everybody safe?
Yeah, everything appears to be all right here.
All right, it's these logging roads, so and everything's real wet because of the warmth, but we're going to tear ass up there. Should be a couple hours, right around nightfall.
All right, well, you drive safe now.
Okay, we're bringing the cavalry.
Okay, it's a village of 8, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got everybody, don't worry. Yeah,
plus,
we're good.
Plus it. All right, I think everyone's ignoring it.
We are most certainly.
We don't know about that yet. All yes. I know, there's a hole in the ground, and there inside lived a bone hobbit.
It's an archaeological gold mine.
Mariah, you just don't understand. It's going to die and then be reborn. So what does that mean? Like, I need to know. So I just need to ask him a few more questions, and then we can wait for the cavalry, all right?
Caleb, Caleb, I messaged you. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did not. Let me see real quick.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you're doing schemes. You doing schemes and schemes?
Fucking okay. Pass the notes to the
team. I know where I'm going to end this act. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know.
No. This one's going to go a little long, but I know where I'll end the act. Cool. Okay, so you're there. They're setting up tables. Like, it appears like they're cooking a meal.
Huh.
Like, they're setting out places for you guys.
I'm getting pretty
hungry. How thoughtful.
Yeah, do you eat with them? They're not like forcing it. They just set it up. They don't like invite you or like they're not like, hey, you
we want got
food?
Are like, we all back together again?
Yeah, I pass.
The village of six.
I pass one of my other fragmentation grenades. Just like, you know, here, hold on to this.
Hey. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
You pull the pin and throw. That's it. It'll be fine. It's only if we need it.
I am a pork ranger.
You ain't never gone. You ain't never gone traveling like that.
Underhand. Like you're pitching the opening, throw the softball. Put the park rangers.
I think if you want to pitch it at least more than 10 meters, though.
Yeah. Are you eating with them?
No.
Hell no.
All right. They all say grace. You all stand around them with guns. Like speaking into it, it's pretty.
I'm eating one of my MREs out of my backpack. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not eating with them.
Yeah.
Trail mix. Hooray.
What are they making? What did they make?
It's salted fish. There's some rice. Dry beans. A lot of prepper food.
Mm.
They appear to get to town not very often.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I am definitely going to be taking close-up photos of those, of the, planetarium of the bones.
Yeah. You're re-documenting everything.
Well, I mean, I got it on video. That I mean, still images reveal so much more information.
While everyone is busy eating.
Okay.
Looking around the town, can I find items to make some sort of demolition device?
Aside from a fragmentation grenade?
Yeah, just, you know, mixing some household chemicals in the proper proportions.
You have demolitions as a skill?
I do.
Oh, okay.
If you just go sifting through their houses, yeah.
Okay, just, you know, I want to know that the option is available.
Yeah, are you just going to start kicking open doors while they're outside eating, or? They're eating around a fire. Like, you can see them, like.
Oh, okay. I'm not that stealthy, so I'm not gonna just start.
Could just walk open a door and see what happens. Like, yeah. But right now, all the doors are closed and they are outside, like, and all visible to you.
Right.
Nah. We still have a couple hours before anything happens, or we'll arrive.
Yeah, I mean, an hour of that is them just eating. Yeah, they said grace. They're talking. They pray again. Someone brings out like some sort of like maybe cake. It looks proteiny. Everyone's like surprised and like, yeah, cake. And then they have some. They cut some out for you and put it next to your plates.
Oh, I'll have some cake.
It's pretty gross, but yeah, it's like it's like really old cake mix that you would have in a survival bag. Yeah.
Nice.
For some reason, you had enough survival shit to think of cake mix. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I will also eat some of the cake to appear hospitable.
They should be here soon, right?
Right, yeah. It's just the roads are kind of hard to drive on because of this warm weather. Yes. Has it made keeping the fish hard?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we catch things very rarely. Fish don't really come up here.
Where do you usually get your food?
We go to town.
Okay.
And buy in bulk.
Okay. Where did you get your laser measuring tool?
Town, it's DeWitt. It's very good. The man in the store said it was the best.
Good brand. I'm more Black & Decker, but that's personal preference.
Ah, yes, but you see how those are engineered. Like, do you have any electronics or mechanics?
I have heavy machinery.
Yeah, roll it. Let's
see. 26 out of 50? Pass?
Like, you need more details, but, like, if this guy wasn't a murderer, maybe start a laser level business? Because that's a pretty good idea for a redesign. Like he's pretty smart. Like, yeah, Black & Decker is an inferior brand now that you think about it. Like, you never thought about having four gyroscopes. Like, yeah, like it's just very technical gibberish. Yeah.
Father, where are you from?
Here.
Oh, you were born here?
Yes.
Hmm.
My father was a storm watcher.
Oh, yes. You know, family business and such. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Oh, 60s or 70s.
Okay.
Birthdays aren't really important in the calculations. At least not for us. Everyone at the table kind of has a good laugh at that. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, it's time. We need to clean up before everyone gets here. So I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Is that all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Kristen, can you put away the dishes and prepare for everyone? And, so he starts giving like end of dinner instructions.
Uh huh.
Like one of the little kids start crying and he starts whispering to her in Inuit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have documented everything, but you could get a third round if you want, Jansen.
Hell yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. Fuck that shit going on outside. Bonemobile. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's starting to get dark. There's dusk on the horizon. You do see sirens in the distance and hear them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there.
They're sort of banging over the rocks. They're sort of heading towards that like that dirt ramp embankment with all of the storage units, the old shipping containers lining the side where they have their sort of parking garage.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's about five SUVs worth of cops, a mix of tribal and Alaska State. And they all roll up. What are you guys doing as they're pulling in?
I talked to Nesbitt and Crenshaw real quick while Jansen's off doing Jansen things. Hey, next time y'all call the program, you might be a good idea to tell Home Office that Jansen may be compromised.
It will be item one in my debriefing.
Also, you guys just want to make sure y'all are aware of the fact that Jansen may be compromised.
Yes, he's been spending a lot of time mitering that handiwork.
Yes.
Now, so our instructions were to apprehend everyone at this location. Now,
and they're all kind of standing there, like everyone's kind of like Irish goodbying dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like they hug him and then they go back to the end of the line and they hug him again.
So what we're going to tell them.
They're sort of all out at the ramp, like, and he's sort of waiting for the cops to pull up to him. Yeah.
So what we're going to tell them is that because of the murder, they want to interview everyone and they're going to bring everyone in, but they will be returned to the village to continue storm watching after they've gotten their statements.
All right. Are you telling them that? Because the cops are sort of at the bottom of the little driveway embankment. Like they don't know whether they come up or not. They don't see you. They just see.
Well, this is what I'm talking. This is what I'm telling Nesbitt and Mance, as we can't rely on Jansen to communicate with and anymore. So I'm like, all right, here's the play. And making sure we're all in the same, you know, footing.
Nesbitt, can you handle the kids and the women here?
I think
me and Crenshaw should go get Tristan. He kind of worries me.
Roll awareness.
I failed that one.
I succeed.
Where is Tristan?
Putting away the dishes, last I heard, but...
Yeah, he never came back from that.
Yeah, y'all want to go check on Tristan?
Yeah, let's go get that.
Let's go. You hear a click-clack of wooden doors slamming open. And from where you're standing near the table, you all look forward. The sirens sort of shut up as the cops shut off their engines. And you see dad sort of turn towards you and he says the sins of the blood leak into the stars and call him. And then his head's gone, along with the girl he was standing next to, the family, and pretty much everyone else standing in the dirt driveway, as just a hail of automatic gunfire goes from the top of the meeting house loft down into the windshields of the blazers of the state troopers.
He's holding.
You recognize the sound of that machine gun?
It's a saw.
So that'll end part two.
Damn it.
That's part two of Sanguine Thorn. You're not in the fire of it because you at least recognized it and didn't go out and be like, hey, police officers in the kill zone. But Tristan is now gunning down his entire family and every police officer you called to you. So questions, comments, reactions.
Fuck.
God damn it.
What do you mean? The cops did their job. They were ablative protection for us.
So. True. Not particularly ablative, because that is a saw. It's cutting right through their
gun. No. You were there. He opened fire on them first. That means that he didn't shoot it up first. So, like,
I meant to ask Ross when Father told Tristan to go get his saw. It was like, how did that translate? I mean, like,
yeah, I thought you meant like a cutting saw, like,
but then when he came back and didn't have one,
he also figured out calculus with macrame. He's not dumb, he's just fucking crazy.
I had suspicions when you said saw, but I was like, no,
probably,
yeah.
Yeah, but he's dead now, along with everyone else who was standing there, and everyone standing behind them.
Well,
yeah.
This is going to go well.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, he can't kill all of us.
He can't.
Yeah. It's still coming. We don't know what's going to happen, because somebody wouldn't let me continue my interrogation.
Mm-hmm. He was definitely on the level teaching you ossuary planetology. Okay, cool. That's all I got. So this has been Delta Green Dead Channels. We'll see you next time for maybe the conclusion of Sanguine Thorn.
Dun, dun, dun. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.